Hello. Hi, good afternoon. I'm calling to speak with John of Benford Glass.
He is sitting right next to me, but he just had two with the people out, and I'm taking them home, and then I'm going back to the office.
Okay, I'm sorry. Am I speaking with the other owner?
You're speaking to the other one, correct?
Oh, great. It's so nice to meet you. My name is Mary. I'm calling from Local Splash. How are you today?
Well, I've had to go sit with this big old
Okay, I could
fish
be.
baby at the dentist.
Gotcha. Yeah, I could be brief with you. Just calling today since we are a data service provider to Google and Meta. We wanted to speak with you about listing your company on first page of Google for your categories in your area. So what does it mean for you?
How many
If you're
Google?
familiar.
We already pay one Google. Like, you went through the. We pay like seven. No, it's like $400-something a month to Google for something.
Got it. Yes,
So
I
I
see you
think.
have some online presence, which is good. It's just a little bit difficult to find you unless we already know the name of the business. So that is why we're reaching out today. Are you working with a third-party provider for your Google listing?
It's supposed to be Google.
Right.
I mean,
I
we pay
don't
them.
see. Got it. Well, obviously you see value in having a business get listed on Google, but it's not showing up on first page in the area. I also don't see the Google business profile, so I'm wondering if they provide Google listing or it's a completely different online platform. Gotcha.
I usually let Lee handle all that. I just see that what comes out of our account is like $400-something a month.
Got it. Well, you have some online presence. Yeah. That's good. If you're paying someone else for your advertising, it's a good start. I see some online presence, by the way, which is really good. It's just a little bit difficult to find you.
How much is this thing
So
you're talking about?
the price for a Google listing, it depends on a couple of different factors, but it's very reasonable. I can pull that up for you right now. I just need to ask them a couple of questions in order for us to provide the accurate pricing, like the area, for example. Let me know how far are you willing to travel for the work. Let's say from the home
Oh,
base.
usually about an hour. You know, we're
An
usually
hour
travel up
drive.
to an hour.
Right. An hour drive from, is Rockville the home base for you?
That's correct.
Yes, sir. So an hour drive from there. Does that mean you're also doing commercial and residential services, or you have a specific preference?
Commercial and residential services is correct.
Both. Okay, that's perfect. Yes, sir. No worries. I'll go ahead and get the pricing for you. I know the business so far has really good reputation. I'm just wondering how long have you been up and running as Benford Glass in Rockville?
16 years.
Oh, wow. So that is the reason why you really have good reputation, sir. Congratulations. And for 16 years, I know this has been licensed and insured too, right? Okay, perfect. And that's exactly what we're looking for. So let me go ahead and get the pricing. I'll get you the details too, like how this works and what are the inclusions, okay? If you have questions or any clarifications about our services, I'll make sure to get that address for you. The best part of this is it's exclusive. Once we work with you, we cannot work with your competitors. Yeah, we make sure to follow strict Google guidelines, so we're only allowed to work with one business per category, per area. Does that make sense?
I guess so.
Yes, sir. Okay, I'll get that for you right now. I'm sorry, I wasn't able to ask for your name. I have here John as the contact person here. Who am I speaking with?
You're speaking to Landon Nance.
Landon, nice to meet you, sir. So you and John are both owners of the company. Are you the one that's in charge of marketing and purchasing as well? Or would you like to
Well,
include John in?
I even sign his paychecks, but I don't usually take these calls. I usually let
Oh,
I have
okay.
people that handle this for me.
Got it. Yes, sir. I understand. And based on what we have discussed before with John, I remember he mentioned that you used to have Google listings, so probably that's one reason why I don't see the Google business profile at the moment. Probably
No.
it has been canceled or not.
I mean,
We're not
I'm pretty
sure.
sure we still have, we're paying something to Google every month. It's like
Until now?
$485 a
Okay.
month.
Okay, got it. No worries. But I'm sure if this is something that could help you get the results you're looking for, and if this is something that's also reasonable for you, Landon, that's something that you would consider for your business, right?
I don't know. We stay pretty busy.
Let's see. Well, I'm pretty sure.
I'm telling you, we stay real busy.
But can you still handle more clients, like new ones, for example?
Yeah, I handle what I want to, but I'm just like, we're really looking for the commercial. We're not really looking
for commercial.
I've only got 5 people in residential.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'm really not trying to, you know, go after we're not even advertising for replacement windows anymore, because we're not really interested in replacement windows. There's too many guys running around doing them out of the back of their truck.
For residential. So let me ask you this. If we could use commercial services as your specific target market and have these kind of clients to reach out to you directly, would that be something that you might consider for your business?
I might. But, okay. I mean, you know, it's kind of like this here. We're interested in the people that get broke into in the middle of the night in commercial. We're interested in the people that a car drives through their storefront.
Mm-hmm.
Just aluminum storefronts, period. We're really trying to be, you know, like if people have like an office and they want all the glass partitions, that's really where we're trying to be. We're really not trying to promote replacement windows or, you know, the little baseball through a window. We'll do that.
Right.
You know, just kind of help our neighbors out.
Just an addition.
But
mm-hmm.
I don't want to drive an hour. I don't want to drive an hour to, because some kid threw a baseball through a window. There's probably a glass company over there. And you're not going to make but about $250 through that. So I'm not. Yeah,
exactly. Sure.
I know
if
that sounds arrogant or whatever,
specific,
but I don't mean
to. I hear you. No, it's not. It's actually good if you are reaching a specific target market, high ticket clientele. That's something that we would love to help you with. And that's the purpose of Google Listing, specific target marketing type of strategy. I'm pretty sure you will love this. Let's hear out the pricing. And then if you like it, you can go from there. Does that work for you?
What is it?
Okay, I just requested it for the pricing. Just give me one moment here. I'm grabbing my pricing directory in the area. I'm sure if we could reach a specific target market and make this reasonable for you, that's something that you would want, right?
Maybe. Let's see where you're going. But you got to give me the best price because I'll let negotiate.
Best price. Okay. I'm pretty sure you will love this. Let me get the best price for you. I am requesting a legacy business rate, which is a good pricing for a business up and running for more than 10 years. So I'm pretty sure you will love this. I just go ahead and get my pricing director, Chris, to give us that accurate rate I requested for you. Chris, my director.
I don't need him. I'm dealing with you, and I don't know him.
Well, he's my director. He handles pricing. He could give us the best price possible.
Well, just see what you can do. I don't really want to deal with him.
Well, he handles pricing. I'm pretty sure you will love the price he will be providing for you. I will be sharing with you as well.
Well, no, I'm all right. I deal with who I deal with, and that's who I like. If they bring somebody else in, I usually hang up. They usually bring in some big top salesman that's a closer, and I don't want to do all that.
Well, I don't handle pricing. I can request for a good one for you, but I'd love to make sure that I could be able to help you with the best pricing possible. So that's why I'm requesting good pricing from him.
You turned me off when you said some David guy's going to come in, but thank you for your time.
It's not David, though.